Okay, for the next question, what challenges to the performing process did this project give to the actors?
First of all, as what I mentioned earlier, there are 13 different training backgrounds, different levels of performance, levels of performance on stage, and it carried them with different language ability. Some were actually better in Mandarin, some were better in English. And the challenge comes in when this group is actually performed in Mandarin. So the first layer of challenge is actually more on for the English theatre practitioner. Mm-hmm. Because they have to use a language where they are not really comfortable with and transcend into a performance level. And thus, would that hinder the craftsmanship of the persona? That I may leave that to the director to answer the question. But somehow I find that for a project like that, I lost my thought.
Okay, for a project like that, you mentioned about the 13 different backgrounds, and then you first address the language. Then the language is the difficulty for the English actors. Then is there any difficulties for language for the Chinese actors?
That's from the English theatre practitioner. Whereas some of the Mandarin theatre practitioner, they may not have enough, I won't use the word enough, but they may not practice as much over the years, and especially dealing with classic play. So in terms of language capabilities, it is also taxing for them, even though some of the characters may not have lots of lines to speak. And what makes this play interesting and difficult is also because 12 of us especially, has to be on stage all time. So every time each different characters deliver a speech, they have to react accordingly to the persona that they have designed. And every time there will be new ideas coming, and every time there will be new influences, and how would this persona react, you know, among themselves? And that makes this play interesting, because just like for my case, I'm juror number 8. Every time during rehearsal, I will use different checkpoints. So for example, today I'll task myself to listen more to juror number 4, for example. So I try to get different energies, get different perspective from this character, and try to observe, you know, during the discussion, how would he react, and how his reaction actually affect my reaction. And this happened over different rehearsals, and I'm using different checkpoints to help to craft this character. So it's always living. This play is always living. Even though when we reach the performance venue, when we're doing performances for the public, every day there are a lot of fine tuning. Yeah, but somehow the playwright is very genius, because he has actually structured a play whereby, you know, you couldn't go too much away from the main gist of the story. Yeah. No matter how differences that the character may react, the main discussion is still there, the main thought is still there, and back to the question again on the challenge. When I was saying that the differences in terms of language abilities, it actually hinders a little bit in the beginning when we rehearse, especially in terms of rhythm of the play. Yeah, because initially, while we're still learning lines, you know, it somehow hinder a little bit, because we couldn't really get right to the heart of the tempo of the play, unless we are all, familiar with the lines. The lines are nailed down, you know, and then we are able to dig in more. Yeah. So, but it was lucky because I'm working with the other 12, the other, because there are 30 male altogether. I'm working with the other 12 very hardworking actors in Singapore, and we actually managed to nail down our script within 2 weeks. And it's a blessing because it has been a long while they have not been experiencing this type of process in Singapore. First of all, it's difficult to group 12, 13 people in Singapore, all male, all different shapes, all different backgrounds. Although I've done that in Hong Kong back in 1996. But during that time, I was juror number 13. And it's a different story because that time I was actually using Cantonese to perform. And if I were to compare these two differences, interestingly, because Cantonese is actually not my mother tongue even. So during that process in Hong Kong, I have to go through a lot of research and a lot of translation to be more precise. Whereas this time around, I'm using a language where I'm more comfortable with, which is Mandarin. And I actually tasked myself to, in the beginning, I shouldn't be too complacent. So the homework, or rather the task that I actually tasked myself to do during this rehearsal process was actually to forget what I have gone through last time, to even forget how the story goes. So it actually unfolded while it happened during the rehearsal. How would I do that is actually listening to different characters' lines. And I actually get the energy from them, get the reactions from them, and then I slowly craft juror number 8. Yeah.
Can you comment a little bit more about how you use checkpoints? It's an interesting term. Comment a bit more about how checkpoints was an important part of your process and how did you use that?
Oh, I use the word check. I mean, I use the term checkpoint quite loosely because it's not the checkpoints that you know that in the training system that you know. It's more like a structured checkpoint, a checkpoint within the structure that I actually look at. It could be from different characters. It could be from the lines of the scripts. It could be from the tempo of the script. It could be from the set from the play. So, and props as well, props. So these are the different checkpoints. These are the different gadgets, or maybe that's a better word to use, gadgets, to help myself to check on how this process is going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be it checkpoints or gadgets, how do you manage all these multiple points at every rehearsal? Do you find yourself making a structure where you focus on a certain number, or you decide that sometimes in the middle of the rehearsal you might totally change your original plan? Or is there a means to how you navigate this?
Okay, I'm not sure about how the other works, but for me, I have somehow develop a system where I loosely call it organic research. So it can be coming from different perspectives. Anything that you research on and how does it affect you as an actor, and if me as an actor, how would I react? You know, from the research materials that I gathered, it could be from the script, the lines. It could be from the reactions from others characters, and what touches me most, I would actually use it and then develop to craft the persona of this character. So I'm not sure whether I'm really not sure whether this is really a system, but I do believe that anything that connects me better, deeper, it should be something truthful.
Do you find that there is any logical flow in the how you decide your structure of your organic research?
It does. Because as I said, there's no right or wrong in human perspectives based on when you discuss on an issue, there's no right or wrong. Each individual has got their own point of views. So everything counts. Everything is logical to me in that sense.
How do you organize all of this?
How do I organize all of it? I think I keep it to the simplest. First of all, I actually work on the core of the character. And who is this person? Why is he here? You know, the 5W and 1H. All went back to the basic. So it's always that checkpoints as well that helps me to find a path. Because no point you design or think so complex and complicated, and yet you could not implement your research. So most of the time I would actually go back to basic, you know, what touches me most, what connects me most, and how the immediate reactions, you know, and how logical is this immediate reactions. Yeah, so it's always back to the basic that that I work on this play.